Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Miss podcast. This is a very special edition at Blue Wire Studios at Wynn Las Vegas with a very special guest, Vanessa Lenji.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
First of all, selfishly,
let's just go.
Not even, I love the Wynn. And so when this thing happened, people were like, yeah, you can talk about the Wynn, make it sound organic. No, this is actually.
Nobody loves the Wynn more than Kevin.
I love Las Vegas. And then I'm like the biggest walking billboard for Wynn Las Vegas. I'm always trying to find an excuse to come here. And I swear this isn't like SponCon. This is me, truth. I showed up days earlier than Vanessa and Jenna just to be here.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And as Vanessa Lenji's would say, we're winning. Yeah, we are.
Winning with a Y
in Las Vegas specifically. I forgot how much I loved Las Vegas, and Jen and I flew here, and I was like, looking over, there's that sphere. Yeah.
Yes.
And this beautiful Wynn. I love Vegas. Get me an alcoholic can of whipped cream and a stay at the Wynn. And we'll be winning.
She walked in the casino and she's like, just the smell of liquor and cigarettes.
This is our Las Vegas residency.
This seat was wet when
you
I
know
got
how, like,
here.
Adele has a residency, yes. Celine, they all have residencies. This is ours.
And when you think of a Las Vegas residencies,
interview with Vanessa Lenji,
you think of, obviously, in line after Adele and Celine, you think of us. That's the natural progression of things.
Yeah. Obviously.
If you have no taste.
Kevin, I did start listening to the Celine Dion Christmas album as you had requested.
My Canadian queen.
Yeah. And was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong. This
is okay. You can listen to that year round.
No, you actually can. Yeah.
The last time I was in Vegas was to see Celine.
Not the most spiritual experience ever?
Yeah, I cried. I cried, and my friend told me to be less loud.
What?
Yeah, I was screaming a lot.
What do you mean, be less loud?
We don't talk anymore.
No. Okay, good. Cut him out.
It was amazing. I just found myself screaming. I had the same experience when I saw dolphins in the wild for the first time, where I just started screaming at them. The same experience with Celine.
I do feel like it is watching Celine, because I saw Celine a couple times, watching her was like seeing
a pod of dolphins swimming next to your boat. Thank you.
Because
you
there was something so miraculous about it. And like, you could hear her like smack her own chest. She pointed at me and said, "Do you believe in love?"
What did you say?
I was like, I'll believe in it. I said, yes, obviously.
I'll believe in anything you want.
If she told me to jump off the cliff, I would happily swan dive off that.
Kevin saw Celine with me for the very first time. My first time seeing Celine was with Kevin McHale. Mm-hmm. And the lead up too was actually just as good as the concert because I was like shaking.
You were. Jenna, I have
physically
a picture.
Shaking.
I have a picture of her like outside the theater. And she couldn't, she was smiling, but she looked so nervous. She's just like,
happy.
I don't know what to do.
The same night I saw Celine, Darren Criss was in Vegas as well.
And you had to choose between the two?
No. He was like, come meet me out.
Sorry, Darren.
I was like, I'm in bed. He was like, come, you can come in your pajamas. So I literally went to meet Darren Criss out in Vegas in my pajamas. And it was he had a VIP private Steve Aoki. I don't know what that's called. Rave?
Yeah.
Raves.
Did you show up to a club in your pajamas?
In my pajamas.
I feel like that's very on brand for you though.
Yeah, it's true.
Because if anybody can pull that off, you can.
I was just going to say that is very Vanessa Lenges to show. I wasn't sure what you were going to show up in today. I wasn't sure. And that's a good thing.
She brought outfits and one of them has
a window.
Yeah, it's a brick house dress. I'll change into it for another episode. Okay. It has a little peep window for the tatas, one so they can breathe. You know,
speaking of
breathe.
Celine, again, I swear, I went to the new show here last night at the Wynn, mm-hmm. Las Vegas, mm-hmm. Awakening. I had two friends with me, and when I tell you, we were gasping.
Were you?
I have never seen anything like gasping. We were like, there was a part of it where they created water with light. And then had gigantic jellyfish dropping from the ceiling.
Real jellyfish?
No.
Oh.
They were not real jellyfish.
Poisonous jellyfish?
Well, you were gasping on you, so I don't know.
Because
gasping out of pain.
It looked so good.
Wow.
I didn't know. I had no idea what I was getting myself in for.
I want to stay and go.
Oh, you should. We'll
come back next time for our residency.
It was very surreal because if you blink, then like the entire set changed. Like things were coming down from the ceiling. Things were coming up from the floor. Mm. There were these like creatures with masks that were like 8 feet tall that would look at you and it was terrifying, but also like, don't look away. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get over it. It's like, what is this? Oh. Also, how does somebody think of that? And also, it ruined any other like theater experience for me because now I know it's possible.
Right.
And then I was like, I would like to see Beyonce do this.
Oh, wow.
Like, what does Beyonce in the round
just
look like?
Just drop her into that show.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes,
We love that.
I just got the silk skirt. And then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, let's talk about Vanessa Lenges.
We're going to be here all day and I'm prepared for it.
I know, this is a hard episode to keep compact, but
we're not going to.
It feels like we've been friends forever. Yes. It doesn't feel like you joined the show at season 3. It feels like you've been there from the start. Mm-hmm. Because you locked in so quickly with all of us.
Truly.
Just coming in very quickly, doing your iconic rendition of Hey Big Spender. To have to do that in front of a very established show at the time with friends, peers your age, and to commit so deeply was actually the most impressive thing I think I've ever seen. Tell us about your initial
first impressions.
Well, that get to that too, but also tell us about like how you got Glee and all of that.
Yes, this is great. This is great. First, I want to say, Kevin, you look so sexy today.
I hate you so much.
And I'm going to try to keep it together.
I hate you.
They should have put us a little further
apart.
Have
to go.
Okay, how did I come to be on Glee? So it was 2010, I think. I think. Does that feel right? 10 or 11.
Time is a construct.
And I got this audition. It said, it's just an episodic, like one episode, this character, Sugar Mata, and she's a terrible tone deaf singer.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Was it just a guest star? It was not supposed to be a recur.
That's correct. That is correct.
That's the power of Vanessa Lenges, ladies and gentlemen.
And I remember Eric's, I always say his name.
Stoltz?
Yes, that's right. Stoltz. Eric Stoltz was in the audition room with me in the casting room. And
what a gift.
It was a gift. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is so great. They really treat actors with respect, the directors here. I loved that. And and there was something that happened in the audition where you gave me permission to be as awful as possible. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, what an opportunity. Because you know, when you go to audition, you want to impress, you know, it's like counterintuitive to try to be as awful as possible, instead of the usual experience of trying to be as impressive as possible. And I could feel it. Like I just could feel this sense of, oh, I'm going to be with these people.
Like this is working.
Yeah. And it's working, but also kind of like what Jenna's saying, it's weird that I came in season 3 because our relationship feels like it started before that and will outlast this, of course. And I could feel that already in the audition room is what I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I...
Were we nice to you when you came in?
So I came in to do a practice for Big Spender with Brad on piano, and you guys were filming.
Let's just preface this.
We got the beat.
Yes, we were on the auditorium stage, right? I remember this.
And I walked into the auditorium and to meet everyone. Mm. And I met Telly for the first time. Telly is now my best friend. Wow. So I'll never forget meeting Mr. Aristotle. And then everyone was on stage and you guys were either recording or practicing. We got the beat with the purple pianos. And I walked down and I watched and I felt just this awe. I felt this awe of the energy. And then you cut. And then I think it might have even been Telly. It was like, everyone come meet Vanessa. She's going to play Sugar Mata. And I remember I was like, who the fuck is this? And might have used the F word, but that was the energy, was who the F is this? Yeah. And then, and Kevin, you were very excited because...
Kevin would be very excited.
No, he was
just very nice because he's a fan.
Kevin's a fan.
I was an actual Vanessa Lindsay's fan because I don't know if anyone's seen American Dreams, because that was the best show. Really and good. I was obsessed with it. I did not miss an episode. And Vanessa was on it.
I played Roxanne Bajorski, the troublemaking best friend.
Absolutely.
Hussy.
And was so good and believable as the hussy.
Thank you. I pulled from the deep for that.
She just showed up to set as herself.
She's like, I rolled out of bed. Here I am.
And I didn't know, like, we don't know usually who's getting these roles. And then when Telly brought her in, I was like, I know absolutely who this girl is. Mm-hmm. I have seen her. I grew up watching her. And also one of my first like young Hollywood quote unquote events in LA was at, I might've been like the Sportsman's Lodge, like years before Glee.
Oh, wow.
Like I was in a boy band and it was like a gifting suite, I think, for something. And I had never been to one of those before. And there was like a little step and repeat. And I looked over and Vanessa Lindsay's was there. And I was so starstruck. I walked past. I couldn't even look at her or go up to talk to her because I was like, I'm seeing a celebrity and I have to leave. And then she shows up on the show that I'm on. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
And I knew how good she was. Why when there was... some coldness from other members of the cast, I was like, oh, you just wait, because this is an actual actor.
Yeah. She belongs here. Like, the rest of us can go.
Yes, like she's legitimate. The rest of us are faking it.
Wow.
Because I was like, she's been doing this longer on TV than all of us have combined.
That's right. Wow. First of all, did they give away Hello Kitty toasters at that gifting suite?
I have no idea.
It might have been I had never been to a gifting suite either. And I remember being like, how much is this toaster? And they're like, you just can take it. And I was like, I can take this toaster. It puts Hello Kitty's face on toast. You're just going to give this to me?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's the point.
And I remember $1,000.
What? This is great. Wow, Kevin, I love you. And that's very sweet. I feel just honored. And then people were, so I walked in to that rehearsal or film.
Vibes were weird.
And they were weird. Vibes were really weird.
They were very, like, just from our end.
I'm a sensitive Cancer, and I could tell that something was up. And you know, I had respect for it too. I was like, you know, everyone has been working together for the last, you know, 2 years. They haven't had any time off. They've gone from filming a season, going on tour, filming a season, going on tour. This is a tight-knit group. And I think maybe I've had enough experience to know, you know, that there is a whole ecosystem here that I do not yet know about. So I think in my mind, I was just feeling like I can just be as open as possible and be as, you know, kind of malleable as possible. And just remember, you know, to show up with love in all the crevices where love is needed. And I had known Corey previously. So Corey and I were friends. So that was also, I was like, Corey was like, Vanessa. And that moment.
Yeah.
So you and Corey made me feel very, very welcome.
That
and tracks. Then, you know, and women, it's different. I think, I think everyone was going through something.
Yes.
And also you were probably fairly being like, can you roll with this? Cause this is intense. What we're doing is intense. So, you know, what are you going to bring? Are you going to be a foe? Are you going to be a friend? Are you going to be competition? You know, I feel like that's a very, you know, when you're meeting new women, that's kind of what goes through it.
That's unfortunate in Hollywood that it feels like that, but it often feels like that. And in hindsight, like I wish we had made more space, but we are also personally all going through, as you said, so much.
I was ready for it. I mean, I was
because
there.
You're just Vanessa and you like roll with it. And like, we always watch. And when we talk about in the podcast, when you came on the last season, we talk about you because even with like, you know, Heart is like your first real big episode other than Big Spender. There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of story for not a lot of people. And you always made such a mountain over a molehill, like in the best way possible. And like just committed to the one line you had in the episode and made it something. That's why they always cut to you. That's why like you always make us laugh because, it was so genuine and then, you know, in hindsight, like so appreciated that it wasn't somebody who came in that was like, this is my house now, bitch. Like you came in very respectful. You had enough experience. You'd been on a lot of shows before. You'd done a lot of stuff. And then I remember though, when you started, I think when Corey like set the tone for us, you're like, he's like, she's cool. Mm. You have somebody you trust. It's like a mutual friend. Right. You started telling us about your audition for Stick It.
Oh, Stick It, the legendary iconic movie Stick It.
And Vanessa made
starring
us
Vanessa
laugh.
Lungies.
I think
so much.
Because
why don't you regale us with that tale right now?
Okay. So in my Stick It audition, I commit to things and I had basically before the audition gone to a local gymnastics studio and just copied them. I just studied them and copied them. I tried to get as strong as possible in 2 weeks, which doesn't happen.
It's not a thing.
Not a thing. But then I bought this gymnastics top and bottom set. Mm-hmm. Like they have one before they disrobe, you know, the zipper goes
like
all
a
the
jumpsuit.
Way. A jumpsuit. Yeah. But I'm 5'2" and the jumpsuit was made for a taller person and I didn't have time to get it hemmed or even didn't think of getting it hemmed. Anyways, I go to do this. There's like an agility test to this audition, which doesn't really happen often.
Right. No.
So my agility test, they have cameras filming it and I'm standing there poised like I watched the gymnast do in the gymnasium. And I look to the right, I look to the left and all I have to do is run across the mat. The performance mat. What do they call that?
The floor.
That's right. See, I know so much about gymnastics. And so I just was focused and I saw my end point and I gave it my all and halfway through the floor tripped over my long pants and face planted like face planted, like rug burn on cheek. And I was just lying there. I almost blacked out because like I opened my eyes and I'm just laying on the floor.
I'm going to pee myself.
And I feel like the whole room is just holding their breath. And I just had this split second, like fucking pop. Sorry, Sporian.
Yes,
no children.
Do it.
Pop up. And do the final Stick It landing and at your audience. And I just did it and people burst out laughing. And then and then they gave me the job, which great. And then I remember Jessica Bendinger, the director, we were there and filming the scene. She's like, I'm bored of this scene. Vanessa, can you do the thing you did in your audition where you fall over and then like pop back up and make it seem real? And so in the movie, there's a scene where I like do this little jig and just face plant and then just like pop up and go. And that was totally pulled from that audition. And then I used humor. You know, you guys, the start of us meeting was rocky, but you welcomed me in really fast. Mm. And Kevin was like, I'll give you all the tea. I'll let you know. Oh,
did
something that's going on. Oh yeah, you were my little canary in the coal mine.
Because
my vibe, I could feel everything.
Yes,
but I wasn't. But what I was seeing was confusing.
I also knew how difficult it must be for a new person coming in because we had been through that a couple times. Mm. But I also knew like your resume, and I knew you were not new. Mm-hmm. Like you may be new to us. Mm-hmm. But like you're more qualified than the rest of us to be here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I felt like I could trust you. Be like, you're going to get these things because you've been a regular on a show for
like
several seasons.
You're like my little glee shaman.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yes.
And then Jen and I didn't get close until later.
I can't even remember, but
I do. Oh.
Vanessa's memory is too good.
No, actually, I have, well, I remember emotional things. Mm. So I remember when we fell in love, I guess.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Aww, right. Hey, romantic.
It was later. But, and I feel like Melissa Buell, our wonderful makeup artist who did both Vanessa and I, kind of brought us together as well.
Yeah.
Because we were both separately very close with her. And you're like, this girl can vibe with like anybody. And then like the three of us started hanging out and I trusted Buell, you know?
Yeah.
And when I saw her getting close with you, I was like, oh, there must be something to this girl. And to be fair, like, I was unhinged at that point. My torso was aside from my legs. Like I just was not on my body. So,
and can I just come to your defense just here and like stand up for my friend Jenna? What I was hearing from my shaman Kevin McHale at the time was that people were fucking mean to you and talking about you behind your back, putting you down. You were having a thing and no one was showing up with, like, is she okay?
Yeah.
Does she need anything? Instead, they were like, can you believe what she's up to and how she can't keep herself together? And I think my response was, when she gets back, I'm going to love her. Like, I'm just going to be the thing that I would want somebody to be for me at that point.
That's so nice.
And so I remember kind of waiting for you to come back and just being like, awesome. I can't wait to love this woman.
And you were so
kind to me and you responded right you were nothing like people were, you know,
painting
and
very nice.
And then, you know, we had just love. I just remember so much love,
falling in love. Yeah,
some little mousies.
Oh, so many mousies. There's also the fact that, like, when, and we'll get there, but when the new cast came in, there was this like new life that breathed into this. And I was revived at that point. I think I had rid of some of the energy that was like, well, if I can't act like those people and get what they're getting, then I need to like find myself again. And then it was like a gift. Like all these new people came in and were kind of looking to us for leadership.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, bitch, I can do this and like set a new tone. And so like we felt like even you were a part of that. We got to set a new tone with our new cast members.
Yeah.
And we had like a ball.
Yeah. I think season three felt new.
Yeah,
it did.
Right?
I'm remembering.
Do you feel like that, Kevin? Or no?
Yes. And because I think it was very indicative of Vanessa's portrayal of when she first came out to set to meet us, because there were sort of like factions being created and like divides happening for the first time, really.
Mm. And some wild behavior.
Yeah. And
like
I think
who can show up latest to set.
Yeah. There was
weird. Had you experienced that on your other shows?
I think Gail O'Grady would be fine if I talked to her about this. But yeah, when I did American Dreams and we had family dinner scenes, there were for sure games being played
with
the older casts of like, I'll get there. Like,
I'll wait until somebody else gets there.
And I want to be the last person to set. But when I joined the Glee cast, I for sure saw some pretty crazy behaviors happening.
And it's hard when you're in it, it's hard to identify that those behaviors are crazy and not normal because it's what you're used to. So you have nothing to compare it to because like this is what we see every day and you make it work around that or in spite of it or despite of it because you're like, well, this is how we just have to like balance these personalities.
Yeah, so with my experience, I could tell you that the Glee schedule was not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what you guys were asked to do was beyond anything I've seen before. Mm-hmm. And I loved the challenge of it. So I felt like it was amazing. Like my creative being loved having to go to dance rehearsal, then the studio, then rehearsal, then act, then dance and sing and like have these 15 to 17 hour days all the way into Saturday mornings and the pressure of also then having your show be so famous and that whole demand. Mm-hmm. So I loved that, but it was in no way normal.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think that's also why that led to, and that combined with the popularity of it led to certain behaviors happening.
Coping mechanisms, yes, really.
And then they were just like allowed to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
That was weird. And I think that's why I just respected Jenna so much. I was like, why is she getting punished?
Yeah.
When what I'm seeing over here is getting rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels good to have somebody else say that.
It's nice to hear. Thank you. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You started the infamous, and this podcast is now dedicated to the Treble Tones.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dream about the Treble Tones last night. And I had a dream the Treble Tones were real, and I was joining the Treble Tones. And my dance teacher from high school was the head of the Treble Tones.
Oh, wow.
Nia was there, actually. She came.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, she was there. She was very vivid there. But I was in the silver dresses. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I Will Survive?
Yeah.
Survivor, I Will Survive?
Yeah.
Oh, what a number.
So I was in the Treble Tones last night.
I love that.
I would resurrect the Treble Tones.
They need to go on tour.
Dream. On tour, yeah.
Why didn't Treble Tones make an appearance? Haven't happened after tour.
Yeah. Mm. If we had another tour, which
I would have loved a tour. I know everyone was ready for never no more tour,
so but
I would have
had tour.
So much fun. So fun.
You would have seen even the more unhinged behavior from everybody.
Oh, yeah. You thought like every day was weird.
Oh,
tour
yeah, this
behavior was there was no oversight.
No,
like we
at
could
all.
Do whatever we want. As good and as bad as you
it.
Can be.
You would have loved it.
We spent a lot of time with Telly
all
too.
Been pregnant.
Absolutely.
Even you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
We would have tried.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Sugar's wardrobe for a second, because you are infamous for pattern, color, risk taking.
In real life or Sugar?
Yes. You know, Vanessa is known for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know whose idea, how Sugar's whole being came to be and how it evolved for you.
pause for effect. I think that Sugar, as a character, as a person, you know, as a backstory, is 90% wardrobe.
Like, that makes sense.
I think this, what came to be, and this is fun about characters that we play as actors, is you have an idea of who they are and what they're about. And then as you be them, you know, you're schooled in what this character actually wants to be. And I love that about acting. And so with Sugar, it was, she became just her clothes. Like that was 90% of this, of who she was. I get it, because she, you know, she was a spoiled rich kid who was told nothing but good things about her all the time. So she could have that delusion that she actually knew how to sing. And, and I imagine that she just watched, you know, pop culture, movies, television, or older, you know, whatever. She was just a consumption whore, as far as, you know, television and film and music. And so when she saw clothes, and she would just think of those things that she had seen in a movie or a TV show or an artist, and then became that, you know, and it was like the opposite of Coco Chanel. Like, instead of taking something off before you, one item off before you leave the house, Sugar's put on five more, because it's not done until you have, you know, until it's not. And then, because I didn't have a lot of lines and a lot of storyline, I just, as an artist, was having so much fun with the clothes so that I could feel this sense of fulfillment just by what I wore.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the Heart episode, I watched it last night. And when I jump on your chair and you wheel me out, I'm just like, the socks and the neck, like this, just the shoes, just like everything was delightful. Like it brought me pleasure. Each item of clothing brought me pleasure. And then I would kind of be like, this is Sugar dressing as Britney Spears in, you know,
right,
you know, this music video, or this is Sugar being Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. And this, you know, just would be like Sugar being who's Sugar being right now.
That was one of my favorite things about getting to work with you, was the moment you came into that choir room and there was still like some weird and undeserved tension. I knew how like serious, I could tell after the first few takes, like how serious you were as an actor, like how much thought you had already put into this character that is only going to be here on paper for one episode.
That's right.
And you have like been a regular on other TV shows. Like you've been in movies, like you've done things, and to come in and like be a guest star can be like a hard thing. And how much thought and care went into that one character for that one episode. I was like, oh, the rest of us, to a certain extent, may not be thinking as deeply about our characters. Or by that point, you're on autopilot. And I think it happens to a lot of TV shows where you become caricatures of the original character.
Yeah. And you guys also, coming to the defense of my friends, you were also, your personal lives were mined for your characters.
Yes. Totally.
And I don't think you had a chance to opt in or say like, I'm okay with this. And for me,
you're totally right.
I wouldn't. Well, first of all, this is just where I was as a human. I would never let anybody in to be able to mine my inner world for, you know, extort my inner world at the time. Now I'm like, my whole game is trying to be more vulnerable and more honest. But at the time I was like, no, I play a character.
Yeah.
That's how I live.
Right.
But y'all, I felt like, didn't have that separation of self and character. So I want to
thanks.
You're right.
To come to my friends.
And I also think that was the starting point of this weird thing that was also happening. Not to like, I don't want to like be gossipy and like talk shit.
I thought that's what this podcast is.
But there was like this. You have
Sorry,
to do some.
I missed the memo.
No, you're right.
Okay,
it's
good.
Season three. This is what happens.
Yeah. Hey, season three. I'm just a season three bitch. Yeah.
Because like we were asked to do like crazy, weird, big things. Like, hey, Big Spender was like a big you have to come in there and like let loose, basically. Mm-hmm. And there were lots of times during the season and beyond where we had to do really big, wacky things.
Yes.
And if the other person is judging you and you can tell they're judging you, it is the worst thing, because the only way you can make that work is like, we're in this together.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Vanessa coming in and doing Big Spender, I was like, I don't trust. I remember having this thought that everybody in this room is going to be on board or get what she is doing because they're uncomfortable or like they don't care or like, I don't know what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Vanessa's an actual actor, a serious actor, and is coming in here to do a job that she's paid to do and cares about.
Right.
And it was a real like wide awakening, like kick in the ass for me. Like, I need to step up my shit, even if I don't have a bunch of lines in this episode, because that's what Vanessa's doing. And it was nice to be like reminded of like what our jobs were, because we could get caught up in the schedule and like the fame of it all. Mm-hmm. And the he said, she said stuff that was happening behind the scenes. And so having you there was a very excellent lesson in just like the originally what we were hired to do.
Right.
Like, hey guys, focus up. Here's someone like is putting 100% into everything they're doing.
Yeah.
Anytime the camera cuts to Vanessa, she is fully, even if she's just like staring at someone talking or singing, She's sugar.
Acting.
There was never not a moment where she is not sugar.
Acting.
Caught. Like, we were, like, there's Jenna, there's Kevin, there's Amber, there's Naya.
And there's Sugar Mata.
And like, there's sugar. Vanessa was, and like, that's a testament to your ability to, like, you were a professional.
Yeah. I only broke during our love affair where I couldn't hold
like,
it in.
Hardly.
Oh, no.
You were still, sugar. I also love, like, because you can sing much better than sugar can.
Yeah. Anyone can sing much better than sugar can. I'll take the compliment.
Yeah, but like, you can actually sing. And then American Dreams is also musically based.
Yeah.
And then you came on, which there were not a lot of musical shows that people could pull from to be like, I was on this or had any experience. Did you feel like having that in your repertoire in your past? Somehow, like, did you think that was going to help inform you of how you integrated into the show? Obviously, it was very different.
I think I just got really excited that I was asked to come back for another episode and then another episode. And then, Sugar Mata's dad created the Trouble Tones. And that is a whole thing. I just kept being excited that I was welcomed back. And
so it was episode by episode that you get.
It was episode by episode. I didn't know.
You just wait for
it. How soon after the first one did you know you're coming back for the second one?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's like we were all up.
I didn't answer your question because the answer is no.
Yeah.
I was just like, now you're going to a dance rehearsal.
Right.
Oh, wait, now I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're going to the studio to record the Chicago. What's the Chicago one we did?
Oh, Tessel Block Tango.
Tessel Block Tango.
That's right.
Sugar has a whole, I don't even think they used it on the show, but if you download Tessel Block Tango, I'm 38 years old.
The full version.
Stream it on Spotify. I don't know. Whatever. If you see the full version of Tessel Block Tango, I actually have a part in it.
You do.
So somewhere along the line, Sugar was singing and dancing. And I never thought, because I'm qualified to do this.
Yeah.
I just thought, I get to, they're inviting me in to do this now. Yeah. Ooh, cool. Mm-hmm. It was always exciting.
I also feel like because very quickly we all became obsessed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a very quick turnaround from like any sort of resistance to.
I gotta stretch to let this love in, like, games.
Oh. Sure.
And we're like, we can't let her go. And I feel like every department felt that, which is also probably why you like immediately like keep writing her in.
Yeah.
We need her because like the energy was so good. And also I imagine for the writers too, to get somebody who's as good as you with comedy and like physical comedy, where we had a lot of people who were really good at that, but like you were another like powerhouse coming in. Mm-hmm. I imagine from a writer's perspective, that was very fun to write for.
Yes.
Knowing that like, I'm going to write this and I know Vanessa's just going to make this even better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So take that.
I'm taking it. I'm letting it in. And it's like uncomfortable, but also feels good and gooey.
I know. It should feel good and gooey.
Which is, it's wild to watch. Vanessa is like biggest ray of sunshine and like ball of love. And it's wild that it can be uncomfortable for somebody like that to receive all these compliments because you deserve it all. There's not enough, I don't know enough words to say all the good things about you.
Let's just talk about some bad things about me for a second.
Oh,
I don't know if there are any.
No, there's no bad things.
I don't know.
There's no bad things.
Let's not sit here long enough to figure it out.
Let's, I'm curious, like, do you have like distinctive memories of being on set? Because you were with us for so long for us. A lot of it melds into one. It all kind of is a blur. Each day was kind of the same in some, you know, respect. But like, do you have core memories of being on set? Things that you did?
I have a really good memory of Corey and I, and it was like we were in the holding room, and there were set chairs everywhere, and almost everyone was napping in a different position. There were people lying on the floor. There were people who had chairs set up in a row of three and were sleeping on that. And it was everyone was sleeping, and Corey was sitting. Corey was the only one awake, and I was sitting next to him. And like I said, you know, we had been friends from before, but it was very trippy. He was looking at everyone with this kind of loving papa vibe. And I remember we had this talk about his experience thus that, you know, to that point on Glee. And he was talking about each of you as you slept with so much love. And it just was a cosmic conversation. I don't know how else to describe it, where I really just saw his holding of everyone and silently, you know, he wasn't a man of many words, but, that conversation really stands out to me. So that one stands out. That was kind of a heavy one, but, I also remember, I remember these shorts I wore in a dance rehearsal that were like these cotton shorts that made my butt jiggle, and everyone said something about it. And I just remember that moment being like, oh man.
Because you're so hot.
This is a sexy group. Yeah.
You're so hot.
Thank you. And I just, I don't think I saw myself as hot at the time. My personal life was not hot at the time. And so I think like, just like my own, the way I saw myself and the way you guys reflected who you saw in me was, there was a gap there. But so those moments really stand out for me when I got that kind of reflection. So that stands out for me. I'm trying to think of.
We were all, just like we said that everyone was attracted to Grant. Everyone was also attracted to Vanessa.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. As I was to you. I remember breaking up with that person that I was with while I was on Glee and thinking, I have so many regrets that I didn't hook up with people on the cast because I wanted to be a good girlfriend to this person. That was a mistake.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell
amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Vanessa, do you remember when we did Tell Him in the blue dresses? No, it wasn't Tell Him. It was maybe the same episode when we did Look at Me, I'm Sandra D. And we went, all of us, we were having such a fun time on set. We all went to Chipotle together on Vine Street and picked up a party box of Chipotle. We got like a catering. You and I were like, let's get the catering box. And we went and we got a catering box from Chipotle, picked it up in our pajamas. We were all in like our panda hats and like flannels and socks.
Vanessa's always in pajamas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was like our dream. Vanessa, but we were having such a fun time on set.
Are going to Chipotle. That's when I found out that Jenna loved Chipotle as much as I did, or maybe more. God. And that Chipotle had given her, in my memory, it's a lifetime.
I wish.
It was a year.
All of our friends remember those cards as a lifetime thing.
Just one year. So one year of free Chipotle is
a daily burrito.
And we abused it though.
Oh,
yeah. I each had one and I would get it for all my friends. She'd get it for all her friends.
I would also go like twice a day and they would let me use it.
That guacamole.
Hey, Chipotle, ooh, if you're listening, I'd like that card back.
Yeah, and we won't abuse it, we promise.
I don't know about that.
I had to start switching up locations because they were catching me. Like, oh, I'm sorry, this is for, I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Well, I lived down the block from Chipotle. That was the issue. Like on the way home from set, I would just veer off, grab it, and then go home. I would go home for lunch and pick up Chipotle and then go eat it in my loft and then drive back to work. But anyway, my most vivid memories of Chipotle there, though, were when Kevin and Vanessa, we would all partake in it together. Because I think the three of us actually love Chipotle the most.
Yeah.
I'm actually so glad that we're here right now. We had a bond.
Yeah.
Totally. Our trio amoeba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm just remembering.
Mm-hmm. You're like feeling the...
Yeah, we had...
It's all coming back.
We were did. Special.
We did.
We were.
We are special.
We are special.
One of the most special trips I've ever taken in my entire life was with Vanessa. Yes.
Giving gold.
Giving gold.
Mexico?
Giving gold in Mexico. Yes.
We went to Cancun and it was...
Was this the trip? I always forget. Was this the trip where Naya crashed into the family?
the parasailing
trip where Naya and Brittany Parks were like spooning on this parasailing...
Umbrella thing.
Parachute. Crashed into a family. They landed into a family.
A family dinner
on the beach. So this was not that trip.
No,
wasn't the trip where we did mafia and everyone realized that I was a conniving, manipulative liar.
That was the same trip as the mafia trip. Was the same trip as the parasail into the family.
Okay, two different trips.
That was also incredible because we all played mafia as a cast regularly and we took it very seriously.
Yes.
Naya. Like, in addition to having Snixmas parties every Christmas, she would also invite a lot of us on trips every summer. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Zihuatanejo, mm-hmm. And we, the first night, we had this like huge dinner with, how many were there? Like 15 of us or something?
Yeah, it was a lot.
That many people went?
Was that the tequila tasting night?
No, that was a different trip.
Most of my memories are about Mexico with Kevin.
It takes about 90% of your brain.
We played the craziest game of Mafia and started several fights between couples. And we were egging them on because we, like, people were swearing on their own children to their partners.
Oh.
And we were all like, yes, get into it. And then afterwards, we were all like, oh, that was a great game. Like, good job. Vanessa, like, murdered everyone. It was fine. And then couples had to, like, go away.
And, they
like, reconcile and then come back and join the festivities.
Stop. I think a couple didn't talk for a whole day and a half.
Yes. I need to know who these people were.
I will tell you.
All right.
But okay, so giving gold, because Vanessa, it's interesting to hear you say also that you weren't, maybe when we were at work, you weren't in the space to be like completely open with your life personally, but outside of work, it felt like the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Like you were very, very open and free with us and we were with you in return. And so we went to Cancun at this like all-inclusive resort and like, amongst other things, we were giving away. We didn't realize it was all inclusive until like halfway through the trip. And we started because we had to like pose for fake paparazzi pictures. Then we got to stay for free.
I remember this.
It was one of those things.
I remember this.
And we ended up meeting all these people that probably were not old enough to drink. And we were playing volleyball with them. And like their parents were watching. We're like, can we get shots for everyone?
You were giving gold.
And no. And so then towards the end of it, we had so much tequila over like the 4 days we were there.
Yeah.
We were shattered.
Oh, just broken versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And
crawled.
We had lunch or brunch on the beach. Mm-hmm. And like, it was hot. And we were all
so hungover.
Like dying and emotionally fragile.
Yes.
Because we hadn't really slept. And we're only drinking tequila for most of the days. And we decided to go around the table and give gold. And like pick to each person and say what we love about them.
Very Vanessa.
Like pick a moment that you remember with a person and then tell you how you felt about
like
them.
If you talk to any of us that were there, none of us have forgotten it. Mm-mm. And it was like so
deep,
weirdly transcendent. Mm-hmm. We're like, this shouldn't be that meaningful at this moment.
But it was.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was bawling.
Sobbing.
We couldn't look
We were clenching each other. We were holding hands, holding bodies, sobbing.
Who was there?
Telly, Kevin,
Justin Thorne,
Alex the Butcher, Marcos.
It was also like a weird random group.
Yeah, I'm like, what group is this?
Was I the only?
You're the only
one
girl
with a vagina.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was
fascinating.
And it was like this weird. Like everyone just came. Like it was a mixture of like several different groups. And everyone was just so open. And I will say Vanessa and Telly, I think, inspire that when you're around them for everyone to just be like accepting and open to whatever is going to come our way.
Mm-hmm.
And most and like in a very positive way.
Mm.
And so by the end of that trip where we all felt like we're family, we're juntos.
Oh my God.
I even told them at the airport, we're a new kind of family. When I tried to.
She was going through immigration. And they said, are you with other people? Are you with family?
I said, yes, that's my family. And they're like, shouldn't you be together? And I was like, well, we're a new kind of family.
Like the old ABC family slogan.
Like a new kind of family.
So during that trip, we had what they called like a butler.
A house. I don't know. I feel like we shouldn't know if any of those words are going to be good.
I don't know what the word was, but Josue was with us like all day. I know I'm beside the point right now, but it was just
Jenna's looking at you like you are
off the plot,
out of the rails, but out of the rails.
It's fine. Josue brought us to security and cried.
Yes,
that's how crazy this trip was.
What were you guys on?
I don't know. Nothing.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make friendship any rumors here, but you know what I mean.
No, but all speaks to the power of Vanessa's love.
Wow, that was the point to put the point on it.
Because if you were not there, that absolutely would not have happened.
Mm. Fair. Yeah. I usually like to end with people crying. That's the cancer in me.
Feels, yeah.
Dream wedding. We also played Dream Wedding.
Oh my God, Dream Wedding.
Dream Wedding. Okay, wait. So before we end
Jenna's feverishly looking at her papers, trying to get us back on track.
Yeah, at least we have someone respond. There's an adult in the room.
I have some questions. Well, some people wrote in, lots of people wrote in questions. We asked people for questions for you.
Wow.
And I was just browsing through all of these. And I wanted to know this as well. So Aaron Charlotte asked, what did you think of Diana's impression of Sugar? And what was it like playing Quinn?
I loved that day. That was a great day.
it was really fun.
I think Diana is one of the most stunning people all time. Just like to look at her. I'm sure I've told her this a million times. Just like, it's captivating. It's like your brain shuts off and you kind of just tilt your head and get lost in this like beauty that she emanates.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think she's quite an interesting actress. Like I remember like she's like constantly positive, even if she forgets the line halfway through, you know? So she'd be like talking, saying her line. And then there'd be this pause. And I remember thinking, is she taking a dramatic pause? And then she'd just be like, what is it? With no guilt, no shame. I would go home and just, you know, beat myself on the back with something uncomfortable. That's a weird thing to say, but whatever. Anyways, and she's just like delighted. And so to switch with her, I've sent them all. I've sent Jenna and Kevin.
That's the best way anybody's ever explained it.
Because it's so true.
So I think the opportunity to get to play her for me was more to get to play that, like, because I had been just observing her with this awe and reverence for the, you know, for however long I had been a part of the cast. And so when I saw that I got to play her, it was more really for me to play that part that I just like this really.
Jenna's sobbing.
I'm not.
I told you I like it when people cry.
See, this is what she's you a witch. Do. She has power.
Switch.
You don't know how she's going to make you cry.
No.
But you will cry.
You will get there.
Oh my God.
Tell us how you're feeling right now, Jenna. How do you feel?
There's a feeling of elation because I think we're all in a room together. And so I'm feeling like buzzy. It's like I'm drunk, but I'm not. I'm drunk on love. And I just
that's
was like,
Beyonce was singing
this
about.
This is a really great observation and a way to explain something that I never fully could put words to. So it felt very rewarding in that moment.
Yes, we're like, oh, that's it. Finally, like, after all this time.
Wow, there's a revelation. Okay.
I hope that answers her question. Thank you for a good question.
What a gift. Watching them play each other.
Oh,
you both had like this extra burst of energy.
You guys were my favorite.
Like Diana was up and like dancing.
Like
and it
swaying.
Was, yeah, I was like, oh, who are these people?
We really did see people transform in that episode. Yes. It was really so fun and different.
It was
and
like we were honoring each other, you know?
Yes, exactly. Except some people didn't take it well, but it's okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
If you can't make fun of yourself.
I know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Crash Test Comic wants to know, did you prefer Sugar with Rory or Artie?
Oh...
Crash test, pardon?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. I'm going to say it because I don't want to hurt his feelings is the problem.
Okay. Oh. Well, only one of them is in the room.
We won't tell him.
No.
Okay.
No, I...
We won't tell him.
The thing I never got out of Glee was that we didn't have a relationship. Sugar and Artie did not have a full relationship, that there was no makeout scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really would have loved to see that.
There's
still time. When we apparently there's like reboot, whatever, or just let's make our own show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can just make out after this.
Or we can just make out after this. Yeah. That's perfect. What happens at the Wynn in Vegas gets on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
No, of course, Artie. I know Rory got me a puppy, but you know what? At the time I was very allergic to dogs. So actually that was a terrible gift.
Are you not now?
No, I could get into it, but I've convinced myself I'm not allergic to dogs anymore.
Wow.
I also had to be a dog trainer on Turner and Hooch. So right. I really figure it out.
Yeah.
And those are not hypoallergenic.
I actually will just give you the rundown because it's so weird. And I think you're going to really love this about me. I read this thing that said sometimes kids with childhood allergies make them up because their parents aren't giving them enough attention and they have no other way to like call for attention other than to have this reaction because they're competing with the animals. And that as an adult, we are allowed and we don't realize or remember that we can ask for the attention that we need and that we can create a new sense of safety for ourselves and we don't have to be in competition with these animals. And I kid you not, I hope this is for you. Maybe you have an allergy that you can get over. I kid you not, I just started telling myself, Vanessa, you're safe and if you want attention, you can ask for it. And I am no longer allergic to dogs. And I'm telling you, I was full on like sneezy, nose, hives, the whole thing. So, I mean... You know,
wow.
I am also Vanessa. I'm not a doctor. Please do not like get off your allergy medication and blame me for your hospital visit. Absolutely not. But I just think that that's pretty cool.
You know, if anyone else said that, I would have been like,
yeah, they're lying.
Yeah, but
I believe it.
If you don't understand or believe in the power of Vanessa after this episode, then yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
You've taken nothing away from this. Yeah. I have one. What was your biggest takeaway from Glee professionally and personally? That's from Coco 525. But then additionally, Bella Grace said, why did you disappear from the show?
Ooh, that's so great. So three-parter. Personally, I think our friendships. Mm-hmm. Like without a doubt, I can't believe how many hard times that we've gone through together after the show, which also deepened our friendship. But even if, let's say, we hadn't had those things happen, I just feel like there is something about being together for 15 to 17 hours a day for years that makes you close with someone forever.
And you still like each other.
And we still like each other. Right. And also just felt really, I think this is the vibe that I told you I felt in the audition. There was some vibe I felt like, oh, I found a family. I'm going to be in this family. This is what the family feels like. And it hasn't changed. So that was my biggest personal takeaway. And also shout out to Tali Kousakis, Aristotle Kousakis, because he's my ride or die.
Yeah.
And I met him through Glee. And he's saved my life, not to sound dramatic, but definitely saved my life. Emotionally and so I'm just like, wow, I got a telly out of it. There's that. And then professionally, I think, you know, Instagram gives me anxiety, but all of those followers that I have on Instagram, which now in today's world is, you know, not that many, but all of those people who give me so much love on a regular basis came from Glee. So I think professionally that was just like a big shift in my life.
I love that for you.
Thank you. And then the third question was probably the...
Why did Trigger disappear from Glee?
That's right.
Do you know?
Okay, so this is my thought.
I love this.
I think that... Okay, this is what I think. I think that when they were filming scenes, I wasn't the best dancer and I wasn't the best singer. And it was probably costing them a lot to try to like make it work in a lot of the scenes. That's what I took that to mean. And then if I could take 100% responsibility for why, like, you know, cause that's what I do now, just try to take responsibility for everything. I was really mad that they killed Corey's character. I really wanted him to live on. Like I wanted it to just be written that he went somewhere and just is living a great life. And inside I was like, that's fucked up. It's fucked up. Like, you know, in my opinion, which is not, you know, it's just me. It's actually just that I had a really, really deep desire for him to live on somewhere. And then they just took that away. And I was like, my heart is broken.
Yeah. That was very.
So I don't know if I'm taking responsibility for why there was a. But I came back for the wedding episode, which was like the best day ever. Best day ever.
Did you voice that to anyone?
Or do you just feel like you emanated that?
And I feel like I emanated it. I feel like I probably told Telly because he knows every single thing there is to know about me. Right. But no, I don't think I made a stink about it. I just like judged, silently judged.
I did. I'm glad that when we had Ryan on, he talked about that.
Oh, tell me what he said. I could also.
He just said he wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Because I think there was no right way to do it.
Definitely not.
It was a lose-lose no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like none of us wanted to do it.
He would have ended the show there, he said.
Yeah, it's just like one of those things where you might have this, you might be like, making this a part of the show might be good for processing and digesting this really unfathomable, I can't say the word.
You did.
Baffling experience. But I don't feel like that's actually what happened. I felt like it created more distance between people to have to... bring the grieving process to the set and have it
agreed.
You know, I have a lot of opinions about that. I think that's probably why energetically I popped out.
I think that's, I mean, that makes a lot of sense because we were all
feeling that way.
Yeah. I think you just voiced it because I didn't have a solution either. I'm like, can we just ignore it? I put like a greatest moments. Greatest hits together or something.
Yeah.
Like
there's no right way to do it, but I agree that there's could be wrong ways to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and there isn't a wrong way, you know, because Yeah. It was done that way. So I guess like looking back, like that's just, and that really does represent how, why Glee was so beloved, because they took those inside, your insides, and put them on the outside, and people mm-hmm. were just drinking it up. They're like, I just love this. This mm-hmm. is like, look at these, all mm-hmm. these amazing, talented beings, and I get to see the inside of them, mm-hmm. no matter how exploitive and, yeah. you know, vulnerable that was for sure. everyone on the cast. So, you know, so that was good. And then I guess when I think of the audience, I don't know what you guys have, feedback you've gotten from their experience of how they wanted, you know, Glee is like that because people loved it so much. You kind of do want to take care of them in a sense. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't give anybody advice to validate fans because that can be messy, but there is something in me that wants everyone who loved Glee to know that they're not alone and that they're loved and this grief is hard, and especially all the grief that, you know, has piled on. But what am I even trying to say? I'm just trying to not make it wrong, but it, yeah, yeah. At the time I was like, this is wrong.
That's how you felt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Just really. It was really easy to cry in that scene.
I sort of did the opposite.
Yeah.
I was angry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just like, you're not getting this from me.
Oh God. That's hard because. Yeah. It was just hard not to,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I think just like they should have counselors and therapists there, you know?
Well, Ryan had said also in the, when he came on the show, like mental health was not a thing in the workplace when we were there.
That's fair.
Things would be so different. And the way they handled my whole thing would have been different. The way they handled Corey would have been different. The way they handled a lot would have been different, and everybody would have had support and would have felt like they had something that was offered that felt normalized. You know, I think they had offered, like, if we needed a grief counselor, they could get one for us, but like none of us were doing that at the time. Yeah, and none of us felt right. like, and it didn't feel, yeah, it was a very, strange
yeah.
experience, but
fortunately, like learning whilst going through it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oof.
So no, you're allowed to feel the way you feel. And a lot of people felt that way. And I actually don't know how people feel about that particularly.
I mean, I think people that have spoken to me about it like the episode. I guess they wouldn't speak to me if they didn't like right. the episode.
Right.
But I've always found that really interesting. And I'm always shocked mm. by it because of how we all felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, you liked that. But I think I can understand.
They were watching the characters, though. They yes. weren't watching us. That's we right. were doing ourselves. We weren't doing our characters.
Yeah. yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And that's yeah. really hard because they don't know.
Yeah.
That's they right. can only understand to
And that's
a
why you have
degree.
This show, because this is the actual processing, by the way, what right. you guys are doing. This is where you get to go back and mm-hmm. alchemize
right.
the experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because now people do get to know, and then there's not the separation
right.
between what right. was what was remembered as the truth, and then there's like, no, there's more to it. And mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. Thanks. I think what you're doing is amazing.
On a lighter note, there's yeah, lighter, one more write in that I but I'm so grateful that you're here and that
like,
we get to share all this.
How do you feel about pom-poms?
Well, we know how you feel about pom-poms because sugar was pom-poms. Did your back hurt from carrying the comedy of Glee throughout the series?
I will go on a date with you. That's a great line.
BPB 0701. Thank you, because that really
Accurate.
Just took me. Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Vanessa.
Yes, darling.
We are just so grateful
yes.
that you are here with us. You are such a light. You have always been a light to us. And then you continue to shine so brightly for us every time. It seeps through your pores and it is contagious and unavoidable.
Damn.
Yeah, you did that. I have nothing else to add.
We love you.
Vanessa's also like our new co-host for
a couple episodes.
Yeah, a couple episodes. So yeah. This is... Strap in.
Tune in.
She's here for a couple weeks. So, Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you next week.
Yes. And that's what you really miss. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.